Over the last few months, I, like many other people, have had a little more time to reflect, observe, and listen to others. Looking at this week's Daily Gospels at Mass from St. Matthew, it occurred to me that Jesus was our greatest communicator. Although Jesus in his human form was only on this earth for just over 30 years, people soon began to hear about this young Jewish preacher and the strong and powerful message he had to proclaim. They travelled for miles on foot across dusty, hot, and often dangerous terrain to hear him speak. He got it right as well, often finding a high place to speak from, and keeping what he had to say to the point and relevant to the people he was talking to. His example has led me to reflect on our communication today and just how important it is to each of us, and particularly to me in my life, and how I need to work on it and get it right for my own sake and everybody else's. Communication is an art, isn't it? And few of us ever get it completely right, so it's always likely to be work in progress. When I speak to almost anyone, they will tell me that they either have too much communicated to them to the point that they can't take everything on board and then switch off, or the contrast, where someone says they don't know what's going on because they aren't properly communicated to. I've been thinking about this in relation to today's manic and secular world and the impact it has on all of us. So indulge me for a few minutes in looking at communication and what it means to each of us today. During this lockdown period, it has highlighted the many communication needs that we all have. Common to us all is to have the opportunity to speak and to be listened to. As I've spoken to people in all three of our city churches, it has become very apparent that for so many people, this period has brought a real sense of loss and isolation. For some, loneliness. Others, a chance to recharge our batteries or to consider how we might change our lifestyles. For all of us, though, a sense of loss. Perhaps the loss of being able to see and communicate with each other, with our families, with our church community on a one-to-one basis. To meet and see people is part of our very being. For me also, and for you I'm sure, the loss of the Eucharist has been something really difficult. Something else that I experience as a tactile person is not being able to hug people. This has been a massive loss to me, and one that I wonder will ever be the same again. In a way, my ministry for many years has been developed on the ministry of welcome, something I really enjoy and helps me to empathise with others. But communication is so important to us all, and we are each dependent on it in so many ways. Some of you may have heard of the old marketing adage, the rule of seven. It says that most people need to hear the message at least seven times before they act and buy. And that's why those irritating adverts on the TV are sometimes etched in our memories. Just think of the current and somewhat irritating meerkat advert on TV. Of course, it's not an advert for meerkats. It's to promote the comparison website comparethemarket.com. But most of us know of it because it's so irritating. But it's communication. Disputes and wars are often caused by misunderstandings and poor communications. And over the years, I've personally been involved in many situations that could have been avoided through better and effective speaking to each other. We've all heard of conflict resolution, a situation where often a third party is brought in to try and sort out a dispute. It's because we basically can't talk to each other properly. Lawyers make a fortune out of our inability to get on with each other, and families and communities can sometimes be full of dispute, often jealousy or resentment. In my workplace, I report to a small board of directors, trustees, just eight people, each of them delightful in their own way, and also generous with their time as volunteers. But each of them has their own way of communicating and their own needs. Some by phone, some email, some prefer a one-to-one contact, but all different. Yesterday, at our board meeting, one director asked whether he could be communicated to more often, as he said he didn't know what was going on. Another said, "I disagree. I received too much communication from Steve. I can't cope." So this is just one example of how different all our needs are. Communication is different for all of us and should always be a two-way vehicle. It's about hearing as well as speaking. probably listening more than speaking, actually. The world that we live in today means that communication can be 24/7 if we allow it. So it's important to be able to switch off sometimes and have periods of silence in our lives. How can we give time to God? How can we pray if we are constantly busy and filling every minute? Communication is so difficult to get right, and we must work at it and understand that we are all different, and therefore to appreciate that each of our methods will vary. The wonderful thing about life is that, different as we all are, we are each built in God's image, his likeness, with unlimited potential for change. If we just allow him space in our lives, and that means setting time aside for quiet prayer and reflection, we can each change. How often do we hear, "I'm just too busy to do that"? If nothing else has come out of this terrible period, it's the realization that each of us and our time is precious, and that we can always find time if we need to, and we should value it and use our time accordingly. If you think of Jesus as our example, everything in the right proportion, and often taking himself away into the hills and the quietness to pray when things got too much for him. So let's give God quality time, and give each other time as well. Through our communication and prayer, shall we work at building each other up as children of God, listening to and not judging, speaking in turn, and empathizing where we can, realizing that I am different to you, and that you are different to me. Praise the Lord.